This is Radio Nepal. I'm TK Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Jeep accident in Baglung injured 5 people, 2 remain in critical conditions. Police take body of woman under control from cremation site in Bara district. The 4th Orange Festival begins in Baglung, and gang fight in Honduran prison kills at least 18 inmates, leaving 16 others wounded. Now the news in detail. 5 people have been injured in a jeep accident that took place at Bodigard Rural Municipality 2 in Baglung this morning. The pickup jeep en route to Shishakhani from Karwang Bazar fell some 200 meters down from the road, leaving 5 people injured. The injured are jeep driver Ramesh Rees, Santi Thapa, Bibisa Thapa, Nanu Resmi and Chura Kumari Thapa of Bodigard Municipality 3. District Police Office Baglung's Deputy Superintendent of Police Jobindra Prasad Bhattroy said condition of Bibisa and Nanu is critical and they have been referred to Palpa-based Mission Hospital. The police have taken a body of a woman under control who was being cremated yesterday. The 38-year-old Malti Devi Nunia, resident of Piparapati, Pachurata Municipality 1 in Bara, is suspected to have been murdered by her husband. Superintendent of Police Bikas Raj Khandal said the husband's body of the woman has been taken into control for necessary investigation. Ramdayal Mahato, husband of Malti Devi, her in-laws have absconded following the incident. The incident was reported by the maternal side of Malti Devi, who is originally from Zufiar in Motihari of India. The 4th Orange Festival began in Sinaga of Baglung Municipality 8 in yesterday. Gandaki State Minister of Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives, Lake Bahadur Thap, inaugurated the festival. The festival is expected to help promote the market for oranges in the region, and it will run until December 25. According to chairman of the organizing committee, Ram Bahadur Khadka, attractions of the festival also include orange eating competitions, showcase of various cultural pageantry, and town-level agricultural conferences. The 3rd National General Convention of Federation of Hoteliers Nepal is electing a new executive committee today. Some 1,500 delegates representing 80,000 small and big hotels across the country are attending the convention that began yesterday. Inaugurating the convention, Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning of Karnali State Prakash Jwala said the hotel business sector has an important role in the promotion of tourism in the country. He also urged the hoteliers to explore the huge potential of the tourism in Karnali State. A person has been killed in a fire that broke out in the cowshed owned by Sita Bahadur Sarki in Toripati of Isma Rural Municipality 3 in Gulmi District. The incident took place all of a sudden yesterday night, and according to Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Rabindra Bahadur Khadka, the person killed in the incident, is yet to be identified. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. At least 18 inmates were killed and 16 wounded during a fight between rival gangs in Honduras prison on Friday. 2 days earlier, the government declared a state of emergency in the prison system, transferring control to security forces in a bid to clamp down on a recent wave of violence in the country. However, speaking on condition of anonymity, a senior military official told Reuters that security forces had not been formally taken control of the prison in the northern part city of Tela before the violence broke out there. Fights in Honduras' overcrowded prisons are frequent as state gangs vie for control inside the institutions. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called a meeting with his Council of Ministers today to discuss the security situation in the country following protests against a controversial citizenship law. At least 14 people have been killed in a violent clashes between the police and protesters since Parliament last week passed a contentious citizenship law. Critics say the law discriminates against Muslims and undermines the country's secular constitution. The U.S. President Donald Trump has officially funded a Pentagon force focused on warfare in space, the U.S. Space Force. The new military service, the first in more than 17 years, falls under U.S. Air Force. At an army base near Washington, Mr. Trump described space as the world's newest firefighting domain. Catastrophic fire warnings are in place across Australian state of New South Wales, where firefighters are tackling more than 100 blazes. Authorities have urged Christian travellers to delay their journey as conditions threaten to intensify the bushfire crisis. Rising temperatures and strong winds are expected to worsen fires across three states on Saturday. Three blazes around Sydney are burning at emergency level, and two volunteer firefighters died on Thursday as they were tackling the blazes. Since September, Australia's bushfire emergency has killed 8 people, destroyed more than 700 houses, and scorched millions of hectares. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has faced criticism for going on holiday despite the severity of the bushfire. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the lines once again. Jeep accident in Barklung injured 5 people to remain in critical conditions. Police take body of woman under control from cremation site in Barra district. The 4th Orange Festival begins in Barklung, and gangfight in Honduran prison kills at least 18 inmates, leaving 16 others wounded. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.